goes. We'll laugh and talk and eat, but we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
It's Friday, you're listening to KCUR's Central Standard, and the food critics are in session. I'm your host, Gina Kaufman, and here to talk with me about Kansas City's vegetarian offerings are Charles Ferruza of The Pitch. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how are you, Gina?
Good. Mary Block, whose blog is Around the Block. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
And special guest Lisa Murphy, a health and wellness professional with a food blog of her own. Good morning.
Good morning, Gina.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Lisa, let's go ahead and start with you. You're a pescatarian who leans vegetarian. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a pretty correct assessment of my pretty loose vegetarian eating style.
So when it's not a fish night for you, how do you feel about your vegetarian options in Kansas City?
You know, I think we're really fortunate in Kansas City. We have some dedicated vegetarian and even dedicated vegan restaurants, but we also have superb selections at fine dining as well as casual restaurants around town.
So I'm not a vegetarian myself, though my diet probably also leans more on vegetables than on meat. And my casual observation in Kansas City is that restaurants seem to be getting more experimental and maybe even more fanatical with meat, but at the same time, they're slowly warming to like a sophisticated kind of vegetarian fare, which honestly used to be kind of hard to find on mainstream menus. The vegetarian option would be like a plate of vegetables and nothing more kind of innovative than that, unless you made a meal of side dishes. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree with you, Gina. We went through this bacon phase, and I think I've heard plenty of bacon dishes talked about on the Food Critics show here, where it was really difficult to order anything without bacon being in it.
Is that over? I mean,
I think so. I mean, it's certainly, I think the trend has passed us by.
Yeah, right. I agree with Charles. I do think it's certainly diminished a bit. But I also agree with you that I'm seeing some incredibly inventive vegetarian dishes out there, and particularly vegan, which, as I know you know, the difference is vegan does not have any animal products, where vegetarian allows for dairy and eggs. But I guess if you're going to invent a really cool vegetarian dish, why not make it vegan and make it accessible to an entire additional population?
So, Lisa, you were just saying that you're seeing some inventive vegan and vegetarian fare in town. Can you give us just one example to kick us off of something that a place or even a specific dish that you think exemplifies that?
Absolutely. Just this week I dined at the Rieger, and Howard Hanna does a fantastic job down there of showcasing local ingredients, seasonal ingredients, and he does a really great job with vegetarian and vegan food. The dish I'm referencing is his sprouted rye fritters, and it's a main course, and it was sprouted rye fritters. They were sort of like a falafel, but instead of being made with chickpeas and fava beans, they were made with sprouted rye.
Talk to me more about sprouted rye.
Well, I asked the servers, who were extremely helpful, and it's, from what I understand, rye is a crop that can be grown in rotation with other crops, so it's really great for the land, and it's a sustainable farming practice. And then if you sprout any type of grain, it makes it easier to digest and also considered healthier. It's live. The grain or the seed, in this case the grain, has been actually germinated because it's been sprouted.
Does it taste different from like rye that you'd find in like rye bread?
You know, I guess I'd say it tastes a little bit nuttier, a little bit fresher, a little bit greener, a little bit more alive.
Now, were these fritters, I'm assuming, were fried?
They were fried.
Because I've always maintained that the best vegetarian food you can find anywhere is deep fried.
Well, so you're recommending the rye fritters at the Rieger.
I am. They were delicious.
And that's downtown in the Crossroads.
Yes, yes.
Well, Charles, you are an avowed carnivore, I think it's safe to say.
Since 1984, yeah.
But do I understand correctly that you observe Lent?
Yes.
So are you going meatless on Fridays right now?
Yes, until the 27th I will be. Yeah.
So where do you go for your meatless meals as a meat lover?
It's, well, you know, there's always grilled cheese sandwiches. If I'm cooking at home, I'm very, you know, simplistic in my decisions, you know. I grew up, we observed Lent in our family, and, you know, my mother's only ability, my mother didn't make fish. She made fish sticks in the oven. And so I'm a little more, you know, maybe a little more creative than that. But, you know, I'm still one of those people that goes to fish fries. I don't know why, because everything I eat is completely unhealthy. But I think that's the irony of Lent. You're fasting and killing yourself at the same time. And but, you know, listen, vegetarian lasagna, when you could find it, is, I think, the best meatless dish you could find.
Huh. Well, maybe some of our callers will have some good vegetarian lasagna to recommend for us at 816-235-2888. We'd love your help on our search for vegetarian food in Kansas City, stuff that everyone can get behind, whether they're vegetarians or not. That number again is 816-235-2888. Be sure and call in so that your favorite meatless meals make our list. I'm going to ask Charles for one of his recommendations, and then we're going to turn to Mary Block. Charles, what can you tell me about the veggie burger at Eden Alley?
Well, first, and you'll appreciate this, I've always loved the veggie burger at Eden Alley because it's, you know, it's a real hearty burger. Although I think it's made primarily with grains, but it's meaty enough in that kind of context. Although I took your friend of mine, Walt Bodine, there once, and he said it was the worst hamburger he had ever eaten. But
not known for his love of vegetarian food.
No, it was right up there with chicken, but. Yeah, they have a very, very tasty veggie burger that, you know, they don't mind if you tart it up with stuff, you know, so it tastes more like, you know, a real burger.
And so is that, in your mind, the goal of a veggie burger? Because I really do maintain that the variety of vegetarian food that kind of is meant to substitute for some meat dish, I don't think it should taste like that meat dish. I think it should taste like something else. But maybe I'm in the minority here.
I want to say, I mean, on that note, let me say that there used to be a vegetarian restaurant in Kansas City. I'll think of the name of it. It was in Johnson County. And they used to make a vegetarian Reuben sandwich, you know, using tempeh that had somehow they were marinating it in a fashion that it sort of tasted like corned beef. And, you know, sometimes you just want a Reuben sandwich, and you just don't want all the fat that goes with it.
Well, you know, Howard Hanna, we were talking about the Rieger, he used to have a smoked beet Reuben, B-E-E-T, and it did taste very similar to a regular Reuben.
Interesting. What do you think about this whole, like, your position on the substitute style foods, like the veggie burger in place of the hamburger? Should a veggie burger be the best veggie burger it can be, or should it be the closest approximation to a hamburger that it could be?
Well, for me, I haven't eaten meat for years and years, and so I don't want to eat a hamburger, and therefore I don't want my veggie burger to taste like a veggie burger. And I'm perfectly happy if it tastes...
No, you don't want it to taste like a hamburger.
I don't want it to taste like... Thank you, Charles. Yeah, total slip there. Yeah, I do not want it to taste like
maybe
a hamburger.
Maybe a Freudian slip. Yeah.
Okay, so Charles is recommending the veggie burger at Eden Alley on the Plaza, and you think that it tastes more like a hamburger?
No.
Sorry.
No, I mean, Walt Bodine thought he was eating a hamburger that didn't taste like a hamburger. No, I don't think you could ever make a veggie burger that tastes in any fashion like a ground meat hamburger. And although back to your point though, I'm not averse to vegetarian dishes that imitate in some way real meat dishes. I'm always kind of entranced by that kind of creativity.
So, and one observation, I mean, it's been a while since I've eaten it, but do I remember that the Eden Alley veggie burger has sort of like a lot of pickly kind of condiments?
It's the condiments that make it so good. Yeah, I agree with you.
So that's the veggie burger at Eden Alley. And Lisa, as long as we're on the topic of veggie burgers, is there a veggie burger you'd recommend coming from sort of the opposite camp of Charles?
I like the veggie burger at Westside Local. It's made with sweet potatoes and quinoa, and it comes with cheese, but they can sub hummus for you, and then it's vegan. They use a vegan, I believe it's a farm-to-market bun. I'm not positive about that, but I think it's really nice and tasty.
Craig Howard makes a great one at Howard's Cafe, and he spent so much time. He wanted his veggie burger to be as great as his hamburger. He makes his own cheese, and it's got lentils, beans, brown rice, quinoa, lots of vegetables, and even vegan Worcestershire sauce.
Huh. And Howard's Cafe, where is that located?
That's on the East Crossroads, about 18th and Oak.
Tell me more about the ultimate taste of this. I mean, you've just described such a range of ingredients. What does that end up tasting like?
It's just a hearty, you know you're eating a veggie burger versus a hamburger, but it's still very satisfying for those people who prefer meat.
Mary Block, take me through one of your other favorite meatless standbys.
I would go with the mushroom ramen at Columbus Park Ramen Shop.
A pretty new place.
Yes, it's in Columbus Park, and it's Josh's riff on, you know, the standard pork or chicken ramen. And he uses, he makes a really intense mushroom broth, and it feels like you're eating a mushroom in every sip. And he's got lots of mushrooms in it, and then veggies as well, and of course the noodles. And you it's hearty.
I think the point you're making is that it is such a robust broth. You know, people think of vegetarian broths as being kind of wimpy and light, but this is a very robust broth, as any meat broth you'll taste.
I agree.
Which is why people use mushrooms a lot in vegetarian cooking, because they definitely have an earthy, intense, meaty, and miso as well.
Right.
Miso is quite an intense flavor. I think people have such an unfortunate misunderstanding that vegetarian food is bland, and when done properly, it's absolutely not. It's every bit as flavorful and as delightful as food made with meat.
I think it really depends on who's cooking it, though.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which would be probably true of any kind of food. But Mary, you were holding up the mushroom ramen at Columbus Park Ramen Shop, which I think is self-evidently in Columbus Park.
Yes.
As an example of great use of mushroom in that way, can you think of, I mean, talk to me a little bit more about the use of mushrooms in meatless food, because I think we are seeing so much more mushroom, and particularly like wild mushroom, making appearances.
Well, there are a lot of pasta dishes made with just mushrooms, and if you use good wild mushrooms, that's equally flavorful. There's an old standby at the Classic Cup. They've had a magic mushroom sandwich on the menu forever, and that's one of my favorite veggie sandwiches.
What else is on there besides mushrooms?
It's got red peppers, lettuce, tomato, and a really nice goat cheese aioli. So it's not vegan, but it's delicious.
And that's at Classic Cup on the Plaza.
Yes.
Let's talk to our callers, and then we'll get back to some of these ingredient-specific kind of conversations, because I think they're intriguing. Let's hear from Mary in Kansas City. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
Great. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is lasagna, vegetarian lasagna at Anna's Oven on 39th Street.
Tell us about it.
Well, most importantly, it's made with homemade pasta and noodles. And I think that makes all the difference in the world. And it's just delicious. And Anna's Oven is a lovely place because one of the things that they do is donate some profits to a lovely school in Camp Kimich, Kenya, the Friends of St. Anne's Girls School. And I think it's kind of cool to eat out and also be doing some good in the world.
Well, thanks, Mary. Mary is recommending the vegetarian lasagna at Anna's Oven on 39th Street. Has anyone here tried that? No.
I've had their mac and cheese there, which is also very good.
I've had the regular lasagna, which is also pretty good, too. So it's a charming little place.
Well, let's hear also, we'll stay in the 39th Street area for just a moment with Joe in Kansas City. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Well, I'm talking about 51st Street.
Oh, please, go on.
No, it's pretty close.
But, yeah, not far away.
The UMKC area. And there's that strip there right next to the campus that has a few businesses. And Sahara is just your typical falafel joint, really. And it's really, really good. And I've been a vegetarian for 25 years. And, you know, we're talking about vegan food, falafel, hummus, baba ganoush, and their lentil soup is to die for. It's incredible. So, and there you go. You know, that you go into a restaurant like that, and it was made for vegetarians.
Well, so, and in general, you know, falafel, hummus, these things would be kind of like staples of vegetarian fare. Lisa, do you have a favorite hummus or a favorite falafel in town?
I love the hummus. Oh, my gosh. Hopefully somebody can help me with the name of the place. Inside the River Market, in the City Market, the
Hibashi House.
Is it Hibashi House? Yeah, it's on the west side of the market there, I believe. It's fantastic. It's to me, a lot of hummus here in the U.S. is not authentic tasting enough because we don't use enough tahini. I lived in the Middle East for several years, and the hummus is so rich with tahini, and it makes it creamier, and it makes all the difference in the world.
I've wondered about that, Lisa. Do you think it's because tahini can be kind of expensive and they're stingy with it?
That makes a lot of sense, Charles. And I think another unfortunate possibility might be because people are trying to make it a little more low fat, so they leave the tahini out, which is the oil and the fat, which is very necessary and also very good for us, by the way.
Mary, what about you? A favorite falafel or hummus? Are those things you like?
I do like hummus, and Jerusalem Cafe has a good hummus.
All right. Let's get back to our critics list, because, Mary, I am sort of fascinated by the increased interest in root vegetables in general. Like, it seems like those have become – people are branching out beyond the potato.
That is for sure.
Thank goodness.
And most restaurants in the winter do a lot of roasted root vegetables. And if they're done properly at a high heat, they caramelize and they're really flavorful. And we can just skip the steamed vegetables and go for that. At the Char Bar, which is basically a barbecue restaurant, they have a wonderful option for vegetarians called Roots and Fruits. And it has beets, Brussels sprouts, roasted parsnips, and they do add goat cheese, but you could leave it off, with a blackberry wine vinaigrette. And it is it can be a full meal. Otherwise, I would suggest splitting it at your table, because it's quite a large portion.
And Char Bar is a barbecue joint,
it
right?
Is.
So this is amazing. This is such a difference, I feel like, from 10 years ago. We're having a conversation about vegetarian food, and we're talking about a barbecue joint.
I would say the traditional barbecue restaurants in Kansas City probably haven't gone that route yet, but the new ones like Q39 and Char Bar are trying to appeal to more palates, and they are definitely putting some emphasis on vegetarian options.
So where is the Char Bar located?
It's in Westport.
And Charles, you are recommending a number of Asian restaurants, which do seem to have a lot of options on the vegetable side of things.
Yeah, I mean, a lot more options than I remember. You know, it used to be there was a vegetable egg foo young on menus, which I hated, and vegetarian lo mein. And now, you know, you could really find some really, really wonderful things, including, you know, the previous caller was talking about 51st Street. I like Kin Lin, which is down the street from
Sahara,
yep. Thank you. Even though it's a little tiny traditional Chinese restaurant, they do have some really good, really tasty meatless dishes. I'm a big fan of their tofu with chili and cumin. It's just perfectly seasoned. And they've got an eggplant with tofu and garlic sauce that once you eat that, you don't miss meat.
Charles, you know, tofu is like the sort of stereotypical food of vegetarians, I feel like. I mean, not that vegetarians don't really eat tofu, but I think the role of tofu in vegetarian food has loomed large for years.
But I think it's kind of considered a hippie vegetarian dish. And tofu and Birkenstocks, for some reason, always seem to go together.
Well, and I think, Gina, because in recent years, there was a concern about getting enough protein on a vegetarian diet, and tofu is an incredible source of protein. I won't even attempt to tell you how many, you know, grams per gram of tofu, but it's very protein dense. But now we know, I think, that you can get protein from a lot of other plant-based foods, such as quinoa, which is another fantastic vegetarian dish, is the quinoa dish at Westside Local.
And we'll get into that one shortly. But Charles, so you're recommending both a tofu dish and an eggplant dish at Kinlin.
Yes.
Well, when KCUR's Central Standard returns, we will be getting right back to our search for vegetarian food in Kansas City. We'll be turning to your calls. And don't forget, there's always a lively conversation alongside this one on Twitter. We're at KCURCST. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay tuned. Welcome back to KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman here with the food critics, and you've still got a little time to tell us about your favorite vegetarian dishes in town at 816-235-2888. Our critics are Charles Ferruza, Mary Block, and special guest Lisa Murphy, a health and wellness professional who's almost vegetarian. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Gina.
Let's turn to our callers for a moment. We've got Rich with us in Overland Park with a recommendation. Hi, Rich.
Hi. There used to be a place at in Westport called the Golden Temple of Conscious Cookery. That's the name, believe it or not.
Man.
And it hasn't been there in about 20 years. And one of their primary dishes was black beans and rice, which apparently is a major dish in Cuba. And then years ago, when there was an effort in Kansas City to aid refugees from El Salvador, there were dinners in their honor using the primary diet of people from San Salvador, which is red beans and rice. And those are some of the most delicious meals you'll get. They're very, very simple. They're peasant or campaña. Campanero foods, and I would love to find places to eat those in Kansas City. I've never heard of any. I don't really care for a lot of these exotic foods that you're discussing, to be honest with you.
So, but you're looking for some good rice and bean dishes and perhaps of a Caribbean or Central American variety.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's hear from Charles. What can you recommend?
Well, first I want to say that the restaurant he was talking about, the Golden Temple, was more like 45 years ago, but one of the dishes I think he's talking about is the national dish of Brazil, which is black beans and rice. And is it called
But it has lots of meat in it.
Except on that note, there's a new Brazilian steakhouse at 119th Street in Metcalf, and I believe they make a vegetarian and a meat version.
Huh. Well, and El Portón has black beans and rice, and they have one in Midtown across from Costco, and then another out at about 105th and Metcalf.
No, 105th and Knoll.
Knoll, yeah. Okay. And then another place I would recommend for red beans and rice is the Sundry in the Crossroads, and it does typically have ham or bacon in it, which
makes
admittedly
it
does make it better. But if you call ahead, they would be happy to make it vegetarian for you.
The Sundry almost always has a couple of great vegetarian mm-hmm. options. I love to pop in there for lunch. They always have a vegetarian soup and
usually a vegetarian curry.
Yeah.
Lisa, any other recommendations for rice and beans? Vegetarian rice and beans?
Oh, gosh. It's so easy to make that at home. So easy and so inexpensive to do that at home, I must admit.
But it does appear as a side dish at a lot of Central American restaurants.
Yeah, I think as somewhat more of a vegetarian than Charles, I think that you really have to ask, because it's very, very likely that either the beans have been made with meat or there's going to be meat in that dish.
I mean, I've learned as a restaurant reviewer that you can never assume that refried beans have not been made with lard, because
right.
they almost always have.
Right.
Well,
right.
And usually the broth that beans are, you know, anything's cooked in is often right. not vegetarian. And I guarantee you that the red beans and rice at Oklahoma Joe's have meat in them.
Let's talk to Josh and Waldo. Hi, Josh.
Hello. I wanted to make the recommendation of the jackfruit barbecue sandwich at Food, F-U-D.
What? Tell us about it.
Well, it's a marinated jackfruit sandwich that kind of emulates pulled pork, and it is the closest substitute I've found personally in Kansas City, and I just find it fantastic as somebody who kind of oscillates between vegetarianism and not. It's a great way to make that jump.
Josh, when you're talking about the jackfruit barbecue sandwich at Food, I have not had that dish, but I have had jackfruit in general, And I found that when people make savory dishes with it, it's often very, very salty. Is that the case with this sandwich, or does it somehow get around that common pitfall?
I actually found it to be the opposite, because they do some kind of marinade. It ends up being a little bit sweet, and it has this barbecue kind of flavor. I didn't find it to be too salty. I thought it was great.
Cool. So that's food, and that's on the west side.
It is, yes. And it's F-U-D rather than F-O-O-D.
Okay, thanks, Josh. Lisa, can you tell us about jackfruit? I mean, there might be listeners who have never even heard of this.
Yeah, jackfruit's a big tropical fruit, and it's really interesting and incredibly versatile. Fresh, it's really delicious, succulent, a little bit juicy. It's also very popular dried as a snack. And I think it's just amazing that we're doing all these inventive things with it here now in the U.S.
Isn't it sort of like tofu, that it so easily adapts to the flavors you're cooking
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I think, and even just the quick discussion we had with the previous caller, it can be very savory. It can have its take on a sweetness. So I would agree with that, Charles, yes.
And going back to our discussion about barbecue restaurants catering more to vegetarians, at Char Bar, where the Roots and Fruits is, they have smoked jackfruit.
And staying with jackfruit for just a second, let's talk to Brad in Kansas City. Hi, Brad.
Hi. Yep. I wanted to recommend the jackfruit sandwich over at the Mud Pie Bakery and Coffee House on 39th Street. I've tried that, and it tastes pretty great. I'm surprised the other caller called about jackfruit also.
Yeah, so a jackfruit Reuben, how does it compare to a meaty Reuben, or does that matter to you?
It's a little sweeter. I heard you talking that you thought it was saltier. The jackfruit recipes are saltier, but I haven't really had that experience, at least with this sandwich. I haven't had jackfruit raw yet, so I kind of wonder what it tastes like. I wonder how they marinate it to give it that flavor.
Maybe someday we'll find out for you, Brad. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
And Mud Pie, that bakery is known for also its sweets. Charles, that makes your list.
Oh yeah, I've been a fan of Mud Pie, vegan coffee house and bakery since it opened, and I'll tell you, 10 years ago, or less or more, you know, you would go to a bakery if they had such an animal, and ask for a vegetarian friendly or a vegan sweet or dessert. If they had them, they were so dry, because you know it's butter and things like that add a moistness and deliciousness to a dessert. But boy, things have really, really, really improved.
Mud Pie does a great job. One of my favorite things there is I'm pretty sure they make them all in-house, their non-dairy milks. So I love their cashew milk. I'll go and order a cashew milk chai, which, as if chai wasn't already rich and creamy enough as it is, the cashew milk is just, it makes it amazing. And their pastries are fantastic.
Well,
I agree
with Charles. Lisa, I'm not a big milk drinker anymore, but I find almond milk and cashew milk to be so sweet.
Well, I think, again, it depends on who's making it, and it depends if you're buying a commercial variety or not. You can make them unsweetened.
Okay.
I think it depends on if it's a sweetened version or not.
So, guys, I want to do, before we go, a lightning round of reviews with our critics of things on your lists that we still haven't gotten to in this conversation. So, I want you each to pick one item from your list that we have not yet talked about that you want to describe in just a couple minutes each. Mary, let's start with you.
I guess I would go with the harvest vegetables at Princess Garden. It's not on the menu. They have harvest pork, but they'll substitute vegetables. And it's my favorite Chinese vegetable dish. And it's got the same fragrant and flavorful ginger garlic sauce as the pork dish. But this has black bean sauce, broccoli, snow peas, peppers. It's really great.
And that's at Princess Garden. Where is Princess Garden?
89th and Warnell.
And you're recommending the harvest vegetables, which are not on the menu there.
Correct.
Can you tell us just a tiny bit more about Princess Gardens for those who haven't been there? Because it's kind of a distinctive little place.
It is. Sammy and his family have run that for over 20 years. And it's just a wonderful little family restaurant. And they even do kosher night on Sunday evenings. And they have
not
kosher
every chai. Sunday.
Not every Sunday? Okay.
It's one Sunday a month, I think.
But I've had some of my favorite Chinese dishes there.
It's sort of a classic Kansas City staple.
It is. Great Szechuan egg rolls, too. I'll just throw that in.
So Mary's recommending Harvest Vegetables at Princess Garden, and if you look at Mary's list online later today, you will see lots of recommendations for places to get Brussels sprouts, if you like those. Charles, what do you want to share with us?
Well, I want to. Thai restaurants usually have a nice assortment of meatless dishes. I want to give a shout out to the vegetarian Pho at Eiffel Tower, which is at 36th and Broadway, and they also have they have banh mi sandwiches, and they have a meatless tofu banh mi sandwich that I didn't think I would like, but it was really quite good.
So, explain quickly the banh mi for those who aren't familiar with
it. It's traditionally a meat sandwich on a baguette with marinated carrots and marinated other crunchy vegetables, and you know it's wonderful with meat, especially if the meat is grilled. But the tofu version is really quite good. You know, tofu is such an adaptable dish. It whatever you're making, tofu will pick up that taste.
So you're recommending a couple of dishes at Eiffa Tower, which is located where again?
36 and Broadway.
And but especially the vegetarian pho and the tofu banh mi.
Oh, and a quick shout out to the, you know, my theory, vegetarian dishes are at their best when they're fried. They have fried tofu that's with a couple of dipping sauces that's a very good appetizer.
Yum. Lisa, a last recommendation from
you. I'd have to go with the pakora curry at Chai Chai. They have several vegetarian dishes that are really tasty, but that's my favorite. It's vegetable fritters in a yellow curry sauce that's made with black mustard seeds and fresh curry leaves. It comes with some beautiful basmati rice and a really nice little bit of salad on the plate. Chai Chai is a lovely restaurant.
Where is it located
again? I believe it's at 59th and Holmes.
It is, yeah.
And you are recommending the pakora curry.
That's right.
Any other vegetarian dishes on that menu that stand out to you?
They also have a yellow lentil curry dish, and they do have a vegan curry that's made with potatoes and carrots as well.
We have a correction of sorts, just to let us know that we had two callers calling about jackfruit, one from Food and one from Mud Pie, but we just found out that the sandwiches at Mud Pie come from Food. So just so you know.
It's a small world after all.
The same thing. So now that we've cleared that up, we also have a tweet that I wanted to share because I've heard this from other people, that the veggie burger at Houston's is the best.
It is really good.
And it's not the best.
It's not my favorite.
But I really like it. It's more rice-based and bean. But I think it's very good. And people always have loved the veggie burger at Room 39, too. That's another classic.
What are some misconceptions about vegetarian food? I mean, if you guys could give the chefs in town some advice when it comes to upping their game on this, what would you say?
I think bland. The perception is that it's boring, yeah. And it's just steamed, bland. But I think the chefs have gotten the message already, and they're really being very creative.
I agree, yeah. No more pasta and vegetables. We've had enough of that.
Well, we have very little time, so I'm not going to go to more callers, but I want to share some things that our callers are calling to talk about, which is we hear that the Blue Nile is a good buffet with good vegan options. We're getting some calls about tacos, about Blue Koi's dumplings. Anyone want to weigh in on these things? Dumplings, Ethiopian food,
Blue Nile,
tacos.
Ethiopian food in general is so vegetarian and vegan friendly, and you eat it with a bread called
Injera,
which is made from teff flour, and teff is a high protein grain.
And hey, I want to give a shout out to the roasted potato burrito at Eden Alley. Delicious.
Well, then I'm going to go with the potato pizza at Pizza Bella.
It's good. It's wonderful.
Yum. Okay, so we're racing to the end of this show because we have so many recommendations to share. The complete list of great vegetarian recommendations in Kansas City will be up online at kcur.org later today, and it will include some of our critics' recommendations that didn't make it into this hour-long conversation. Lisa Murphy, thanks for joining our Motley crew this morning.
Thanks, Gina.
And Charles, as always, thanks for the great suggestions.
Thank you, Gina.
Mary Block, this has been so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with another food show 2 weeks from today. Till then, farewell, my critics. The weekend is here, but you can stay in touch with us all the time on Twitter. We're at KCURCST, and I'm at Gina KCUR. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross with Fridays Like Today, by Jen Chen. We get lots of help from interns Coy Duggar and Glenn Frizzell. Special thanks to digital guru Brianna Higgins for her cashew cheese recipe. Linda Scher runs the board for us, and our music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman. Have a great weekend.